Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kiss. I'm good right there. David Guetta, BB Rexha on LA's number one hit music station. So every Friday about this time, what do we do, Tubbs?
Let me get my notes.
This will be good. About this time every Friday for the last 3 or 4 years,
we do the Hometown Hustle.
Oh, he got it. He's on it.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Wow.
Got my poster right here.
All right. Oh, he's got his notes. That's fine. Good. You're organized today. I like it. So it's our Hometown Hustler segment. This is spotlighting somebody that actually had the courage to quit a regular gig that they had, the sure thing, and go after something that they love to do. I love it. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Giovanni Gonzalez joining us from Glendale now. Giovanni, congrats. You're our Hometown Hustler. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Super good, bro. So what was the retail job you quit to pursue making tote bags?
I kind of hopped over a little bit, but my most recent one, I worked at Wasteland in Melrose.
Cool.
And what gave you the courage to say, I'm going to go after something I love to do and make these really, really cool, almost like nostalgic totes?
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you. Honestly, I basically worked retail almost my entire like work career. But with this, it was just, well, for one, I make these bags myself, right? So it's very time consuming. So I've always been the person who was like, if I'm going to do something and focus on something, I want to put 100% into it. And it was kind of hard to do that when I was having my retail job because it was a full-time retail job.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just take the chance. Retail's always going to be there. I can always bounce back into it. So yeah, I just made a decision. I was like, let me just quit my retail job and see where it goes with my tote bags.
And these bags, you can see them at La Segunda Brand on TikTok and Instagram. But these bags are sort of like nostalgic and they've got thematics to them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, I would like to say like they're very nostalgic because, well, for one, I get a lot of my material from secondhand shops. And when you go to like thrift stores and stuff, you find a lot of like vintage items. So that's where it falls, where you're getting the nostalgia from. But for mine right now, like the most popular ones are like the Mexican embroidered pillowcases.
Yeah.
And just seeing like the comments from my viewers and followers, they're like, oh my God, my grandma used to have these growing up, or like they still have them, or this reminds me so much of my aunt and stuff like that. So it just brings that nostalgia feeling to them. And
it's so interesting how you creatively figured out a way to connect with people and think about their relatives and think about their memories and think about their heritage and think about how they were raised just by really giving this secondhand stuff a new purpose.
It really is.
Right. Right. No, I get comments like that all the time. Like, I would, like, upload a tote bag that I made out of, like, a vintage Mickey bed sheet. And they always see a comment and be like, wait, I used to have that very same bed sheet when I was, like, 5, 6 years old. I was like, is that my bed sheet? I'm like, I don't know. It could have been.
Could
Who
be.
Knows?
That's funny.
Where'd you lose it? So, Giovanni, are you paying your bills by doing this?
Now, like, blessfully, I can say I am.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's only been not even a year since I started doing this. And I will say, I mean, I'm pretty sure any other small business out there can relate. It was pretty hard in the beginning because you're still, like, trying to, like, see how to work things out. Not everybody, I guess, like, really, I didn't have much exposure at the time. So it was, like, I was struggling here and there. But as of now, like I said, I'm very blessed. I can definitely say, like, if I could keep it going at this rate, I can definitely make it happen for sure. So,
well, listen, we love these stories. Local friend of ours, Giovanni Gonzalez out of Glendale, following his dream, quitting his regular retail job. Appreciate you coming on, Giovanni. Continued success. And you can check it out at La Segunda Brand on TikTok and Instagram. Take care, Giovanni.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm a hustler, baby.
That's funny. You see somebody with a bag and go, wait, is that my bed sheet?
It's really cool that he did that.
I had Star Wars bed sheets. If I saw a tote bag and the Star Wars bed sheets, I'm like, That's.
I had Fraggle Rock.
You had Fraggle Rock sheets?
Do you remember that?
Of course, the Fraggles.
Yeah.
Remember the heap?
Yep. Fraggle Rock. They're
the best.
Did
you know the Fraggles, Tanya?
No, I don't know what Fraggle Rock is. Like, I had like Flintstones.
There's Gobi, Moki, Wembley, Boober. Remember Boober?
Oh, Boober.
Boober.
Yes.
Oh. It's a walk down memory lane for us.
Yes.
Hey, that would be so cool if Giovanni did a Fraggle purse.
I know. I would buy it.
Fraggle Rock was the show.
What was it like?
The Muppets, but a little more irreverent.
Right. I know. I totally forgot about it.
It was like it was like puppets.
Oh. When he thought of bed sheets, I'm like, those are my bed sheets.
That's
Fraggle Rock.
Funny. All right, we're going to pay a bill in the 909 in 1 minute. Hang for that.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.